Let's go back to the Lord in prayer as we do a quick prayer of illumination before we get into God's Word and God's message this morning. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful God, we come to you this morning and we ask your blessings on the words that we find in Scripture. We ask that you help us to use those to the nourishment of our spirit. We ask you to bless this message this morning as it is delivered. We ask that you open our hearts and our minds to what we hear and what we say. And more especially, we just ask you to open our hearts and our minds to what we see this morning here in this beautiful place among these beautiful people. All these things we ask in our living Savior's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. So again, I'm not going to read Scripture to you this morning. In the beginning, I am going to grab it in the middle. It's a little different. So hang with me. We'll get there. But I will tell you, you'll need your Bibles. So your Bible's going to read probably a little different than mine. I'll be in the New Living Translation. But I will call your attention to the Bible here in a few seconds as we get into the message. So again, good morning to everyone. It is a wonderful sight to see all of you here. I especially want to recognize our youth, but more importantly, I want to recognize our scouts who are in the back today and our leaders of that troop. They do amazing things, these young men. We are so proud of what they do, and I know scouting has struggled since COVID. And we have an active troop, and we have tremendous leadership in our troop, and we are appreciative. They're here every homecoming to be a part of our worship, and our young people mean so much to this church and this ministry, and we are thankful for your presence today. Thank you, John and Stan, for bringing everybody out and being a part of our service this morning. So God bless you, and thank you. So I already know what most of you are thinking. I saw Guy D earlier. I don't know where he ended up sitting down, but there he is. I see him now. I already know what, again, most of you are thinking. It's one of those things like, okay, Derek, we're about halfway through this service, and at this point, don't linger. We have food to eat, and we're all getting pretty hungry. So of all days, for Pete's sake, don't be long in your message. So I will be short so that we can get to the joy and celebration of what homecoming has brought to us this morning. This morning, Bethel celebrates its 276th homecoming, and we find ourselves back in the sanctuary this morning purposely so that we can enjoy some of our long-standing traditions here at Bethel. Most of you know we enjoy summer church at our chapel in the woods, but for homecoming especially, we came back to the sanctuary to recognize our history and to share in our traditions. And thus far, we certainly have enjoyed being back in the sanctuary. One of the things that is a huge element of our worship service here at Bethel is the participation and talent of our choir. And I want to take just a quick second to thank Joanne and all of the choir, even our guests who are singing this morning, for your hard work and your dedication. All of you are instrumental to this ministry. And not only are we thankful for all the things that you do, but we are honored by your friendship and your commitment to this ministry. Thanks so much for sharing both your time and your talent with us this morning. It was a beautiful anthem, and once you hear you guys sing, you realize how much we actually miss you in the woods. So maybe we can build a choir loft out there. What do you think? And you guys don't get summers off anymore. Anyway, thank you so much. We are blessed to have you. Blessed to be your friends. When I was asked to remain in the pulpit and preach this homecoming service, I was taken back by that request, and I was honored because this is traditionally a time of year that calls for a guest speaker. One who may have served previously or one who may have been prominent in the church in years past. This is done for many reasons, but homecoming is a time of celebration where we are to encourage others to return to their roots for a visit so that we can share in the love and fellowship of our church family. Homecoming is a time when we look back at all the fellowship that has happened in this place. We recall our history and we reminisce about all the happy times and all the sad times. It is a time when we reflect on the people that have passed through the doors of this beautiful church, as well as those who have passed through the beautiful gates of heaven. Friends, Bethel is not just a building. It's more than bricks and mortar. It's more than a sanctuary and a social hall. It's more than worship services and social gatherings. Bethel is a place of refuge, a place of Christian fellowship, and for many, a place where we find Jesus Christ. Looking out among you this morning, I can tell you for certain that our Lord and Savior is present in this chapel with you this morning. Today, we have all gathered here to remember old times and to see people that we haven't seen in a while. It is also a time where we meet new faces, and those new faces meet old faces. It is a time where the sounds of our children resonate in the halls and byways of our church. But most importantly, today we recognize that we have gathered in God's house, where the opportunity exists for all of us to be in the presence of our Lord and our Savior. Bethel is defined as the house of God, a holy place. Over the last several years, the leadership of this church, as well as its congregation, have went to great lengths to make Bethel a place where one feels truly welcome. A place where a person is encouraged to be themselves. A place where you can meet and find God. Our goal is for you to encounter this belongingness in your feelings and in your conversations, whether it's your first visit with us or it's your 1,000th visit with us. Today, we welcome you all, especially those who have returned back from a long journey away from Bethel or perhaps even from God. Homecoming is a special time for all of us to feel the peace we had when we first entered into relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is a time of thanksgiving and a time of celebration. If the opportunity presents itself today, this is also a time to rekindle our relationships and to re-energize our batteries. My prayer today is that very thing happens in this beautiful place. My prayer is that we do re-energize our batteries. My prayer is that we do rekindle our relationships. Rest assured, Bethel is a house where the gift of the Spirit of God exists. It is a house where eternal relationships begin and life's memories are made. That is what we celebrate today. Togetherness. Togetherness where we rejoice in God's love, His grace, and His mercy. Those things that are found in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm going to give you a second here because this is where we're going to pick up Scripture. But I want you to read from Psalms. We're going to read from Psalms this morning. So if you will, be so kind to turn in your pew Bibles. We're going to turn to Psalms 95, 1 through 11. Now your bulletin says 1 through 7. And that was my fault. I take full responsibility for sending only the portion of the Scripture and not all of it. The message originally was going to focus on 1 through 7. And as the week progressed, I introduced the balance of the Scripture. So again, we're going to read from what the Lord says in Psalms 95, 1 through 11. So follow along with me if you can. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come to Him with thanksgiving. Let us sing psalms of praise to Him. For the Lord is great God, a great King above all gods. He holds in His hands the depths of the earth and the mightiest of mountains. The sea belongs to Him, for He made it. His hands formed the dry land too. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God. We are the people He watches over. We are the flock under His care. If only you would listen to His voice today. The Lord says, don't harden your hearts as Israel did in Meribah, as they did in Massa in the wilderness. For there your ancestors tested and tried my patience, even though they saw everything I did. For 40 years I was angry with them, and I said, they are a people whose hearts turn away from me. They refuse to do what I tell them. So in my anger I took an oath. I look upon them, and they will never enter my place of rest. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Friends, clearly this passage is a call to celebration, a call to worship. When we are really happy in our lives, we are filled with joy. And what happens to us when we're filled with joy? What do? We shout. We do this so others know about it, so others feel our celebration and can engage with us in that celebration. The psalm starts off by telling us that it is a celebration. Verse 1 references shouting joyfully to the rock. The rock refers to our Lord, who is our protector and our Savior, our keeper, our strong helper. Rocks are solid, and depending on their size, they are mostly immovable. Almighty God is our rock. And when we turn to Him, we stand on solid, immovable ground where we are assured He will never leave us or forsake us. And that is something today that we certainly should celebrate in the house of God, that God is our rock and our salvation. Verse 2 says for us to come in His presence with thanksgiving. Today you have done just that. This means we should come and enter the temple, God's house, where God is worshipped. In Matthew 18:20, we learn this: where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Look around you. We are in the presence of God Almighty. Again, the psalm is calling us to celebrate, to shout, praise joyfully, and be thankful. I focus this brief message on verses 1 through 7. As I began to study even more, I expanded it into all of the entire verse of the psalm. There's a warning in this passage that I want to call your attention to. It says, not to harden your hearts. In today's world, this is certainly something easy to do. In fact, I know there are hardened hearts that possibly exist here in this house of worship this morning. This passage illustrates our entire dependence on their Creator, our Lord and Savior, and how important it is for us to work together for Him, not ourselves. You see, friends, Bethel is His church. It's His ministry. And we do it. We work here. We worship here. We praise each other here. We love on each other here. All for His glory. All for His glory. I told you this message would be brief. I promised Guy he would get to eat early. So we are closing my portion of this homecoming message. But I want you to know what memories you have here in God's house known as Bethel. They are important. Today we are called to celebrate and be thankful for our past, but we are also charged with creating new memories with one another right here and right now. As I look throughout this congregation, I see new faces. Those memories begin today. It is our responsibility to share God's Word and God's love with the new faces that are present here in this house. So I ask you this morning, our job is to recall our past and make new memories. I want to be sure that our hearts aren't hardened. Again, this is God's church, His ministry, and His glory. Did we simply come for the food this afternoon or this morning? Or have we finally realized that what we really need, what really feeds us, is the bread of life? And the bread of life is Christ Jesus. The bread of life is found in Christ Jesus, which is found in our hearts. If our hearts are full of Christ, there is no way they can be hardened for any reason. Another question is, are you ready to change the rest of your life and live a life of celebration and joy, much like you will enjoy today? Yes, this is homecoming. But God is asking you to have a relationship with Him like never before. Even in the times and midst of where we are in the world, God still calls you to share in His fellowship. Are you ready to change the rest of your life? If you are, and if so, know that the doors of this church, much like the children's message this morning, are open to you every day, to include days beyond homecoming. The doors are open so that we can share our faith with one another here at Bethel. Jesus says in Luke 12:8, "Also I say to you, whoever confesses me before men, him the Son of Man also will confess before the angels of God." In this scripture, we are assured if we profess our faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of Man will confess before the angels of God. As we stand and as we sing to conclude our services today, please know if you're looking for a church home, we welcome you into our family this morning. And we will love and care for you always here at Bethel Presbyterian Church. If you are just visiting, please come back and see us. Please share with us your name and the visitor registrar so that, attending or not, you know that your friends at Bethel continue to pray for you and lift you up to God each and every day. Today, friends, we welcome you home. Rejoice as we are in the presence of our Lord and Savior this morning. Finally, as we celebrate God and the company of each other, listen to these words found in Psalms 4:2-4. "These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude leading the procession to the house of God with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng." Today, friends, let us rejoice together in thanksgiving and in celebration. I welcome you to Bethel. Welcome home. Welcome home. Amen.